This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Kristen Rosasco. You can find her at Poetry and Patchouli. Her upcoming anthology is titled Poetry and Patchouli. Pop Punk Therapy, Kristen's version. By Kristen Rosasco. 1. 30 flirty and deeply unwell. They told me 30 would feel like freedom. Like a crisp Chardonnay in an overpriced glass. Like a mortgage. Like knees that don't audibly crack when you squat down to pick up the crumbs of your 20-something mistakes. But I'm here in my room, a room that is covered in crumbs even though there is a strict no-food-upstairs rule. A room that eerily resembles my teenage bedroom, that thankfully still only lives in my memory. Well, sort of. Gestures vaguely. I'm still having a mental breakdown in my underwear. Mascara-coated tears still streaming down my cheeks, and since being a mom doesn't leave much room for literally anything else, I'm still standing in front of a dusty mirror wearing a t-shirt that says, "I paused my anime for this," staring at my reflection and screaming, "If you could see that I'm the one who understands you," with the emotional stability of a raccoon in a thunderstorm. Because even I don't understand myself anymore. 2. The Sacred Ritual of Regression. There's a method to the madness. First, I light a candle that smells like a cozy cabin. A lie. I live in a messy, stained suburban hellscape with a leaky faucet, 2 major appliances that don't work, and 3 tiny roommates who call me cringe. Then, I open Spotify like it's the Ark of the Covenant, search Taylor Swift OG era, and prepare to summon my inner dramatic-ass teen who thought wearing Converse to prom was an act of social rebellion on par with the Boston Tea Party. You Belong With Me begins, and suddenly I'm 14 again, mad at a boy who never looked at me, even though I definitely wrote him a very subtle poem called Your Eyes Are Like the Apocalypse, But Hotter. I press play. I ascend. I time travel via bridge. She wears short skirts. I wear depression, or whatever the lyric is. Same vibe. 3. The dance floor is lava, and also carpeted. Cue the chaos. My body moves with the grace of a drunk Muppet, arms flailing like I'm signaling a plane to land in my driveway. I knock over a glass of LaCroix. R.I.P. Key Lime. You were too carbonated for this world. And yet, in the disarray, something holy happens. A divine possession, like I'm being exorcised of all the garbage thoughts that say, "How's married life treating you? When are you having more kids? Your LinkedIn is embarrassing. Your mom thinks poetry isn't a real career." And in this sacred movement, this messy, definitely nowhere near middle-aged interpretive flailing, I am not behind. I am not broken. I am not a punchline at the Thanksgiving table. I am the main character. I am the moment. I am her. 4. Existential bridge. But then, inevitably, the song ends. The silence creeps in like a landlord on the first of the month. I sit on the floor, wrap up in an old blanket that smells like despair and dry shampoo, wondering why dancing to a pop song is the closest I've come to inner peace in 4 fiscal quarters. Maybe it's because we were raised on rom-coms and repression. So we have to self-soothe with bridge builds and choruses to remember who we are. Maybe Taylor Swift is cheaper than therapy and twice as effective. Maybe healing doesn't look like yoga retreats and perfectly curated morning routines with matcha and daily stoic readings. Maybe healing is blasting Blondie at full volume while ugly crying in a bath towel. Because the only person who really understands you is 2009 Taylor, and the backup vocals you sang into your hairbrush when you still believed in magic. 5. Closing credits, a midlife melodrama. So yeah, I'm 30. I still don't eat my vegetables and I cry at commercials. I've Googled how to get your life together more times than I've called my dentist. I still feel like I'm 15. But tonight, I danced. I shook off the shame. I made peace with my ghost in 4/4 time. And if that makes me ridiculous, a grown woman in mismatched socks finding salvation in a pop song, then so be it. Because somewhere out there, someone's blasting All Too Well 10-minute version with a bottle of Merlot and a full-on breakdown. And I salute them. And I join them. And I press repeat. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.